Of patrol, shots of patrol, 3 minutes of talking to her. Now I wanna go home for five different ways to love her.
Gotta let them ride.
Let me get those 7 digits for you. Go and take away your good love.
Had to let that ride. That's Mike Champion. That's an Australian dude. It's a brother from Australia. That's called Love Mathematics. What's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. We're doing an early show. We are doing an early show because tomorrow is my birthday, so I'll be celebrating my birthday. So we're doing an early show today. And today's show is brought to you by a new book called The Youth Advisor. It's a young adult's guide to success, written by a brother named Anthony Kent. Now, The Youth Advisor will guide you from high school all the way into retirement. It focuses on financial success, academic success, effective decision-making, entrepreneurship, and the whole nine yards. The book can be purchased at theyouthadvisor.com and on amazon.com. And follow The Youth Advisor on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at The Youth Advisor, ladies and gentlemen. So we got a lot to talk about tonight. We're going to chop up some real good game, family. The phone number is 818-850-5404. We're going to take us a real quick commercial break, family, and we'll be right back right here on the Tariq Elite Radio Show.
On August 1st in Chicago, Illinois, Black Channel Films will be hosting an historic 3-hour roundtable with Dr. Boyce Watkins, Dr. Claude Anderson, and attorney Alton Maddox to discuss the creation of a black business district for the first time since the original Black Wall Streets and how you can get involved. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event. That's August 1st in Chicago, Illinois. Get tickets now at theblackchannel.net. That's theblackchannel.net.
Yo, check out my man Kevin Gentry and his website, becomerichfamousfast.com. Kevin has a one-on-one private school coaching website, and he will teach you everything you need to know about the game. And you can call him directly at 404-207-5640. Call Kevin up and he will teach you everything you need to know about being a true player and having real, real tight game. So check out becomerichfamousfast.com.
Get ready to join New York Times best-selling author and critically acclaimed filmmaker Tariq Nasheed live on the Code of Conduct Lecture Tour this summer. Sunday, July 5th at the International House of Philadelphia in the city of Philadelphia. Saturday, July 5th at the Alliance Theater in Atlanta. And Saturday, July 18th at the Southfield Center in Detroit. Get tickets now at www.tariqlive.com. That's TariqLive.com.
Do you believe in metaphysical powers? Do you believe in the power of voodoo? Well, check out my man, Dr. Lionel. He is a Hougan, a Haitian initiated priest located in New Orleans, and he specializes in what's called that work. If you're looking for a job, job promotion, new job, change of money situation, luck improvement, psychic self-defense, to break a hex, anything you need based on spirituality, healing, love, contact my man, Dr. Lionel. Email him at lionelosaze@gmail.com. That's lionelosaze@gmail.com.
Hey, what's up? It's dating and life coach Mr. Locario. Go to badboymembership.com and master the dating game by joining my Bad Boy Membership program. In this program, you'll receive 45 through 90 minute, easy to follow, step-by-step dating advice tutorials that's guaranteed to help you attract, date, and have sex with beautiful women. Join the Bad Boy Membership today by going to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Martin was king, Malcolm was militant, but Stokely was power. Witness the young Stokely Carmichael expound on the philosophy of black power as he prepares for a standoff with police during the March Against Fear. Power, Stokely Carmichael, is a blistering solo one-man show by actor-playwright Michonne Lebrun. This world premiere opens July 11th at the Eastman Studios of Gallaudet University, Washington, D.C. For tickets and showtime, go to capitalfringe.org or call 866-811-4111.
You are now tuning in to the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
Now just twist around like a tornado, girl.
Yo, we are back, family. Right here on Tariq Elite Radio, and I'm ready to chop up that ism. Man, don't forget, man, my lecture tour starts this Sunday in Philly. I want to see everybody in the East Coast. I want to see your place, your face in the place. I want to see you in the house this Sunday in Philly. I want to see New York in the house. I want to see Maryland in the house. I want to see D.C. in the house. I want to see Rhode Island in the house. I want to see Boston. All of y'all come down to Philly this Friday, July 5th, to hear me chop up some real good game about the code of conduct. Go to TariqLive.com. Get your tickets right now and get your tickets for Atlanta. Atlanta's going to be so turned up. That's going to be on July 11th, Saturday. We're going to have a ball in Atlanta. Where are my Atlanta people? Y'all hit me up and let me know what club is popping off on Friday the 10th, because I got my crew. We're hitting up the clubs. We're going to light Atlanta all the way the hell up. And don't forget, I'm going to be in Detroit, too, on July 18th. So it's going to be a fun tour starting next week. I'm very excited. I can't wait to chop up game with the family. I can't wait to meet all the new people out there, man. We're going to have a ball. And don't forget to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I missed a concert. There was a concert this Sunday I just found out here in Los Angeles. My man Bootsy Collins. I'm a big fan of Bootsy Collins. He did a concert out here in L.A., and I didn't know anything about it. And I heard about everything after the fact, but it was Bootsy, the group Tuxedo, that these white dudes who plays funk that I've been bragging about. I got their album. Like I said, their album is like one of the best R&B funk albums that's been out in the last 10 years. They were performing with Bootsy. They opened, I think they opened for him. And I think this was at the Hollywood Bowl. And it's interesting that I was watching the BET Awards the other day. A lot of people have been tweeting and talking about the BET Awards from the other day. And what's interesting, the music, the newer music out there, don't have the funk. It don't have that funk like we used to rock with. And people in the dominant society, they have co-opted the funk. Because I've seen pictures and photographs from the Bootsy concert, and most of the people there were white. That's very interesting, and I touched on that last Sunday. I touched on that last Sunday about how a lot of the white artists and white audiences are gravitating towards that funk. Because black folks, we're used to dealing with the system of white supremacy, so we always want something new. We're tired of the old, and we're looking for something new all the time. And we have to understand, man, live instrumentation, live instruments, man, that has healing powers. And people in the dominant society, they understand that, man. That's why they used to mix records and all that stuff back in the day. That's why those analog tapes used to have a fuller sound. And, you know, a lot of the music we do now is like looped. You're listening to a bunch of loops, and it's not the same thing. So people in the dominant society, they understand that funk. But I digress, man. That's why we just got to get back into appreciating some of the stuff that we create and stop disregarding stuff and really have an appreciation and respect for the things that we create. And that goes back to us understanding who we are and understanding our history and being proud of what we have and what we create and creating something to be proud of instead of being so reactionary. This is why that code of conduct is very important. See, the thing is, man, the reason why I'm going on the code of conduct tour, and I'm going to talk about some of the important things that we need to do as far as having a code is because black folks, we only have one code. That's the code of attention. That's the code of caping for other people. That's the code of acting like slaves. And as we speak right now, tonight, it's the date is June 30th right now. I don't like to date the shows because the shows go out for a long time. And again, I hate talking about this stuff all the time, but I do it out of necessity. Because I really would like to get back to the ism. I like to get back to the game. And that's another thing. What I'm going to do, because I'm going to start focusing back on some of the ism. And I still, it's necessary for me to do my duty as a melanoid male to talk about things that go on in our community and things that go on with us socially. This is what I want people to do. Because I'm going to start doing videos, little quick videos, answering people's questions online. I want y'all, if you have some relationship or some game questions that you want me to answer, I got a new thing I'm going to start doing called Ask Tariq. Use the hashtag Ask Tariq and then ask me some relationship stuff. And what I'm going to do, because I'm going to do these daily videos, I'm going to post them on my Instagram and Facebook, specifically about the game, in addition to all the other stuff I do, but I'm going to specifically do that for people who are interested in the ism. So you send me a hashtag on Twitter, a question, and make sure it's on Twitter because it's going to have to be short and sweet. It has to be short and sweet, so send your questions on Twitter using the hashtag AskTariq. Send that to me, and when I make a video, I will address your question and just break that ism down on a daily basis. I'm going to start doing those videos pretty soon. It's going to be real fun. It's going to be a real fun thing to get back into the ism because I know we stick to the heavy topics all the time. But like I said earlier, man, there's a church burning in South Carolina right now. I think this has been the seventh black church that has been burned down, what, in a week? There's a church literally burning right now. The news just got on it. We were talking about it on Twitter earlier. And the major news outlets were somewhat ignoring this thing, but now they're talking about it. But the reason why these churches are going to continue to burn and we're going to continue to be attacked is because black people keep having this passivity type of thing. You keep getting out here forgiving these white supremacists and you don't understand the situation you in. You don't want to abide by a code. You think that you're going to bow and scrape and buck dance your way and people are going to be sympathetic towards you. And human nature doesn't work like that. When you conduct yourself as weak, yellow-bellied, pathetic, people are going to treat you as such. And the way black people around the country have been apologizing for that white supremacist who murdered those people in the church, this has given all the other white supremacists the green light to start targeting these churches. Let me tell you something, black churches around the country, and it's very interesting, nobody's catching these arsonists. Every black church in the country right now, what you need are security cameras all around your church. You need armed guards on patrol, especially these bigger churches. You need to have armed security patrolling the church all week at night because that's when they're doing these burnings. They're doing them at night. There's no way in hell that you guys can't catch some of these people doing these arsons. And I'm looking at law enforcement too. How are they not catching these people? There's no way in hell they're not catching these people. That's what makes me think that there's a possibility that law enforcement could be involved in some of these church burnings. I don't put it past them, man. But black people, you're going to have to stop making these apologies and all these forgiveness speeches and all these prayer circles for these white supremacists. There was a church burned a couple of days ago and the preacher went out, oh, I forgive him. They don't even know who did it. And they're out there forgiving the person who burned the church down. That sucker shit ain't going to work no more. All you're doing is putting other churches in danger. Because these white supremacists are waging warfare on you. You're going to have armed guards at your church. You don't. I wouldn't even say have them in service, but that you should. but at least have them on the grounds there patrolling these churches. Y'all make enough money. You got pastors out here buying jets and all types of other luxury items. I'm not money hating. I'm just saying, if y'all got money to give the pastor private jets and all this stuff, and y'all taking church trips to Cancun and Jamaica and the church cruises and all that, you can pay a couple of dollars to have somebody patrol the church and make sure it don't get burned down. Y'all got to get off that whole passivity thing. That's not going to work. It looks pathetic. And black people are the only people out here doing that pathetic bullshit and not abiding by a code. You see how other people get down? Let's look at the Latino Hispanic community. Now, Donald Trump's ass, he got on TV talking real greasy about Mexicans last week, talking about illegal immigrants, talking about criminals are coming over here illegally, and the Mexico don't send their best over here. They send over rapists and drug dealers. So he was talking real greasy about the Hispanic community, Mexicans in particular. Notice that the Latino community immediately got on code. Now, the thing with Donald Trump has been saying slick shit about black people for years. This ain't nothing new. Donald Trump has always said little slick, low-key racist shit. Go back and look at the stuff about the Central Park Five, those black men in New York back in the early 90s, either late 80s or early 90s. These black men were falsely convicted of raping a white woman, and Donald Trump was all on that. He was talking greasy. Donald Trump knows how to pander to that white supremacist, white extremist crowd. So Donald Trump was all up in the Kool-Aid back then. I think he put like a full page ad. Where my people in the Ustream chat room? I don't want to say some shit that I ain't supposed to say, which is misinformation. I don't like to put out misinformation. But from what I understand, Donald Trump put out a full page ad talking about these brothers. Allegedly, I'm kind of paraphrasing from what I remember. But I do know he was talking real greasy about those brothers. Yeah, he did. I'm looking at somebody in the chat room saying he did. Okay, so I'm not incorrect in saying that. So he's always been on that. But the thing is, we don't do anything. See, when suspected white supremacists do stuff to black folks, we get out there and we go out there apologizing for them. We make excuses for them. It's easy to find little coons within the black community. But he tried that with the Latino community, and they didn't play that shit. They shut his ass down. Or they're in the process of shutting him down now. They're hitting him in the pockets, and it's causing a trickle-down effect. And see, black folks, again, Trump has been saying so much slick stuff about black folks, and black people will still line up to get a spot on The Apprentice. There's black people on these reality people who brag about being down with Donald Trump. And let me tell you something. On the real, personally, I've not fucked with Trump for a long time. I go out of my way to avoid anything Trump. Y'all know I go to Hawaii a lot. Me and my family, Hawaii is like our second home. Hawaii is like our second home. And I one time we were going to Hawaii, and Donald Trump has built a new hotel out there. He built a new hotel in Hawaii out there in Waikiki a few years ago. And it's a 4-star, and I like to stay in 4-star or better hotels. And it's a 4-star hotel, real nice hotel. And at the time, I saw that they had a real good rate, an introductory rate for their grand opening. So it was a real good rate to go out there and stay for like a week. It was real cheap. They had a special. I was like, yeah, you go there for 4 nights, you get a couple of nights free. It was a real good deal. And I was like, fuck a damn Trump. Good deal or not, fuck a Trump. I ain't staying at no damn Trump hotel. I don't give a damn if it's free. I ain't staying at no damn Trump hotel. And that's on everything I love. I've been on that. When I go to New York, I don't stay at no Trump-owned hotels. None of that shit. I don't fuck with Trump. I'm so cool. I don't even watch The Apprentice because of Trump. I don't watch that dude shit. I go out of my way to avoid supporting that dude because of the shit he says. We got to start thinking like that, family. When these people out here making these little slick comments about us, we can't support them in any way. Because when Trump said all that slick shit about the Hispanic community, they got on code so fast, even Hispanic people who traditionally kind of beef with each other. You know, because Mexicans and Puerto Ricans, they might not see eye to eye all the time, but they got on code under the banner of being Hispanic and Latino. They got on the same page under that banner. They put all that little petty shit aside to get under the banner of being Latino and Hispanic. That was their common denominator, and they rallied around that. So they put all that shit aside. So Trump has the Miss USA pageant. I think is it Miss America or Miss USA? So one of the people that was going to co-host the Spanish simulcast of the Miss USA pageant, which was a Puerto Rican sister, actress named Roslyn Sanchez. Beautiful. I like Roslyn Sanchez. I've been liking her ever since she was in Rush Hour 2. Real fine Puerto Rican chick. She said, fuck that. I ain't hosting. They got on code immediately. They were already signed up. They were like, look, I ain't with this shit. He said this about Latinos and Hispanics. I ain't hosting. There was another Hispanic male co-host. He said, I ain't hosting. Univision said, fuck a Donald Trump. We ain't broadcasting this shit. All these Mexican TV stations and Mexican media moguls, they start throwing his ass under the bus. They start pulling out their sponsorship. They started hitting them in the pocket. Telemundo, there was a billionaire, Mexican billionaire named Carlos Slim. He said, fuck a Trump. He said, I'm severing my business ties with them. They didn't march. They didn't pray. They did not forgive. There were no Mexican coons on TV talking about, what about Latino on Latino crime? You didn't hear none of that. They hit him economically. Then NBC said, hey, with all this pressure, we're severing our ties with Trump. So there is no more Apprentice. So it was a trickle-down effect. Not because of no petitions, because I do know they had a change.org thing. And those petitions work in conjunction with people hitting them in the pocket. See, the thing is, black folks, we just want to sign petitions, but we ain't implementing no type of economic sanctions on nobody. Because they know we'll still show up with our money in hand. But the Latino community said, fuck his ass. And started hitting them financially. And NBC started losing money too. And as we speak now, Trump, they estimate that Trump has lost like 70 something million dollars so far, by estimation, with this whole fallout. Now, Trump tries to be all cocky and arrogant and dismissive. You can't dismiss damn near $100 million. That shit hurt. Now, he's trying to talk about he's going to sue people. You know, he loves threatening to sue folks. He's going to sue Univision, and he might sue NBC. He's talking all this old greasy shit. But that 100 mil, that shit hurts. Trust me, that shit hurts. Money talks, family. And see, the Latino community, they did not wait centuries. They did not wait decades. They did not wait weeks. They gotten his ass in days. You see, they have an economic and a history identity and a code. They have an economic base, they have an identity, and they have a code. This is why I'm going on the Code of Conduct tour. This is why having a code is so important. And the thing with black folks, like I said earlier, we have a code of caping. We have an attention code. We use everything as a way of getting attention, and we use our energy to cape and prop up everybody else's issues. And I was speaking about the BET Awards earlier. I was watching the BET Awards, and did y'all notice throughout the whole program, people kept bigging up the gay marriage thing that went through. People kept bigging up the whole gay marriage issue that went through. And black folks got a very bad habit of caping and trying to prop up other issues when your shit ain't right at home. Now, black folks are getting slaughtered. We're getting shot. We're getting targeted by white supremacists. Our churches are being burned down. And we're sitting up here celebrating other groups and their victories. And I'm not knocking anybody and their victory. I'm not knocking any group, especially the gay community, getting the marriage thing through. Not knocking that at all. But there's things going on in my community that I have to focus on. I'm going to take some calls from y'all. The phone number is 818-850-5404. But I saw that over and over again, that theme where black folks are propping up that whole gay marriage decision thing. They had the kid from Empire. He was doing his thing, and then he tied that into his program. He started talking about how, you know, there's injustice for black folks and gay marriage. So he was tying all that shit in, which the white supremacists set that up. They set up our movements and piggyback on our movements and get shit done and get shit through for themselves based on our movement. And we're left holding the bag. We got to get off that shit. We got to get a code of conduct to cut that out, family. But the thing is, man, the only person who spoke up about really what was going on as far as black issues was Smokey Robinson. He kind of touched on that old school. I love Smokey Robinson on the award show. He spoke up for that. Let me get this call. Let's see who's calling. What's up? Who's calling?
What up, Tyreek?
What's up, man? Who is this?
This is Jerome, man, out here in Chicago, brother. What's going on?
I'm good, family. What's on your mind?
Man, it's a little off topic, but still on topic, man. I'm 39 years old, man, and I hate to say it, man, but it seems like I'm not going to never see black people get to where we need to be in my lifetime,
man. I know the coon train, it's in abundance, man. We just got to get that code, man. There's so many suicidal black people out here, man. There's a lot of black people. I say they're suicidal because they've been so defeated by systematic white supremacy, they just gave up and they just don't give a shit no more, man. You got a lot of black folks out here, man, who are, they have a slave mentality, and the slave's job is to cape for massa. That's the job of a slave, and black people play that job very, very well, and we got to get off that.
It's sad, man. I get on Facebook, man, and I've seen so many people that, you know, I even forget I was damn near friends with them.
Yeah.
You'll see them changing their profile picture to the gay thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And I never say nothing about white supremacy. They don't say nothing about racism. They talk about black on black crime. They talk about love, you know what I mean?
Yes,
but when it comes time to talk about some real shit, they shy away from that, man. They ain't got nothing to say.
Yeah, that's that coon mentality, man. But thanks for the call, fam. And you know what's interesting? You know, Barack Obama's like, you know, the White House the other day, they had the White House lit up red, white, and blue and the whole nine. I mean, not red, white, and blue, but they had the rainbow colors on the White House. And, you know, President Barack Obama, he speaks very highly of the gay community. Not knocking him for that, but let me show you how money talks. That's why you got to have your money game together, because when your money talks, you can change people's opinions. Did you know back in 2004, Barack Obama spoke about gay marriage? There's a video that came out of Barack Obama in 2004 talking about his stance on gay marriage. Now listen to this.
There, he's got this, he says, the Bible says, as a matter of logic.
All right, the quality is kind of janky, but just listen.
It's, it's not right because marriage is supposed to be about procreation or whatever.
You know, I have been very clear on this. I have said that I am not a supporter of gay marriage. I think that the term marriage itself has strong religious roots and a strong tradition that means something special to people in this country. I am a strong supporter, however, of gays and lesbians not being discriminated against, having the ability to visit each other in hospitals, having the ability to transfer property to each other, and as a consequence, I support civil unions. And I've repeated that position and have been consistent in that position throughout the primary and throughout the general election.
Wow. That was in 2004. Now, right now, he's Barack Obama's damn near just running around with a flag himself. You know why? Because the gay community got that guap together. The gay community got that paper together and threw that paper on the campaign. You understand? You see how money talks? The gay community got their weight up. They got that money together and said, hey, Barack, now how do you feel about the gay community and gay marriage? They let their money talk, and now Barack Obama is pro-gay marriage, and he supports that. And they got it through. Black folks are going to have to get on code like that, fam. We got to start getting in the game like that and getting our money together. We talked about that in Hidden Colors 3. And the thing is, we got to stop with the buck dancing, man. The thing is with us, again, we just want to be seen. We just want to be get that pat on the head from Massa. There's so many videos coming out of black people who support the Confederate flag. Y'all, you know, they got this whole Confederate flag debate up, and there have been black people coming out, just desperate niggas for attention, coming out there holding the flag, talking about we shouldn't worry about the flag, we shouldn't try to destroy Southern heritage. These are niggas who are just trying to get attention. We will compromise all our dignity for attention. That's our thing. When we get beat up, when Latinos get beat up or the gay community get beat up, they get their money together and they shut people down. When we get beat up, the banjos and the fiddles come out. Oh, Lord, Massa Trump didn't mean it, Lord. Lord, the Lord knows his heart, Lord. Oh, Lord. Bless his heart. I's gonna forgive him, Lord. That's what y'all sound like, man. Plantation slaves. That's exactly what y'all sound like. Y'all want to pray and buck dance. Donald Sterling. He said all types of crazy shit about black folks. Oh, Lord, Donald Sterling didn't mean it, Lord. The Lord knows his heart, Lord. We's at the NAACP's gonna pray for him now. He didn't mean it. He's good white folks, Lord. That's what y'all sound like. The banjos get the playing. It's pathetic, man. We got to get off that pathetic mentality, dude. Let me get this call real quick. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, yo, yo, this is Capital Floyd from Far Rock, New York.
Hey, man, what's going on with you, fam?
Everything is good. I didn't think I was going to get through, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. What's on your mind, player?
I mean, what's up with white women and them always playing the victim all the damn time? That shit irritates the hell out of me, man. Hold on.
Yeah, you know,
I got like the scenario.
Go ahead.
Say it again?
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
I got a scenario for you.
Okay.
Well, I own a security company, right?
Okay.
And we based out here in East Village. Basically, Friday night, she comes in. Well, she's leaving, and I'm by the door with one of my employees. So she's rushing out real fast and shit, and she bumps into me. So I turned around like I gave like, you know, an endearing like escort out. Like, you know, I touched her back, the top of her back. Wasn't nothing sexual, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm escorting out. She said, don't fucking touch me.
Oh,
real
damn.
Fucking loud. Real loud. Yeah. You know, try to make like a little scene or whatever. So, you know, I said, well, you have a nice night and don't come back.
Mm.
So, do you know? Yeah, I told her, have a nice night, don't come back tonight, you know? So she walks out, she's like, I won't come back, especially when you touch me inappropriately like that. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
Look.
So she goes away.
Go ahead, and then calls the bar.
Go ahead,
because I really want to chime in. What part of New York are you in?
I'm from Far Rock, Queens. That's where I'm from, but my bar is based here in East Village. downtown.
Okay, Manhattan. There you go. Okay. Let me just stop you right there.
All
right,
big bro.
Brother.
I'm here.
Brother, I've been warning people since 2012, 2013, that what just happened to you is going to start happening in droves. That goes back to that harassment shit that they've been setting up. The other day, I posted a story. They're going to start doing bike patrols in Brooklyn to combat catcalls. So the white supremacist females, they're already set up to start falsely accusing black men of sexual harassment. That's all they want. The minute you touch them, brush up against them by accident, they're going to run to the authorities. They already got it set up. This is what I've been warning people about for the last two or three fucking years. They got
it
set up.
And I've been hearing you.
Yes, indeed. So that's all that was. I'm not shocked. That's what all these street harassment laws and all that you okay, sis, and holla back, that's what that's for. And it's going to start happening because they're gentrifying these black, used to be black areas. Like Harlem is white now. They're starting to gentrify Brooklyn. Right. And now
they're taking all the businesses.
They're taking
and then,
all the businesses.
They're pushing everybody out.
And how to get these Negroes out? Start coming up with these new laws, which is now the street harassment thing. And everything you do, you look at a white woman sideways. They're going to go back to the whole Emmett Till. He's looking at me funny. Come get him, police. So now they're going to have an excuse to come get at you. Man,
playing the victim.
And they play the victim and they play chess too. Because we play checkers and they've been setting this up. I seen this shit a mile away and I've been screaming it at the top of my lungs, man. So y'all got to be very careful interacting with some of these suspected white supremacists out there, especially in New York. They got it set up for all the brothers to get targeted right now. You feel me?
Yes, sir. Man, can I say one more thing? The second part of that is when she called the bar, you know, I'm like, and my bar is predominantly white. You know what I mean? I'm the black guy. You know, that owns, I'm a separate entity. You know what I mean? So he calls the bar, and then the bartender comes and walks me outside, talks to me. He's like, you know, she called and said that you were touching her waist or whatever, her hips. And, you know, Chris, what's going on, man? Like, you know, everybody loves you here. I said, yo, let me stop you right there before you go off into this little thing. You know what I mean? And I broke it down to him to what exactly happened. And also, right where it happened, it was directly in front of the bar, and there's a.
Thanks for the call, brother. Yeah, I don't want to. Don't go in no detail. See, that's the thing, man. We need to understand the whole picture instead of going into the little bullshit details, dude. I don't even want to know the. I don't want to hear the details. I know the game, dude. We get too caught up in the trivial details about shit without understanding how the whole system is set up. See, black folks, we got this thing where we want to focus on bee stings instead of looking at the hive. I look at the hive. I look at the bees building the hive before they start stinging. I'm looking at them build the hive. And I'm like, okay, why are they building that hive right there? I got my eyes on the hive. Black folks want to sit up and say, oh, damn, I got stung on my arm, and my arm swelled up. I got stung on my finger. You focusing on the symptoms of that hive. We got to start looking at the beehive and coming up with systems and ways to take the beehive down instead of just going on and on and on about getting stung. I don't need to know the details. I already know. Those people in the dominant society, they're about to get on code. It's going to be your word over hers, and they're going to take her word. They got it set up. They can smile in your face like, oh, man, we like you at the bar. Oh, man, they'll get rid of your ass so fast, they can't wait to get rid of your ass. Don't let them sit up in your face and tell you how cool and good you are. They can't wait to use some kind of racist code to get rid of you. Y'all got to stop playing games with these people, man. These white supremacists got it set up so smooth in New York. If you bump into a white woman in New York, they got these sexual harassment laws that they're trying to get through. That's why they've been, I've been screaming that shit to the top of my lungs. That's what they've been doing, and they're implementing it right now. They're playing chess and y'all playing checkers, man. And that's our thing, man. We don't understand how the system and how the game works. We want to get caught up on little trivial details about shit and deflect into dumb shit. And when I was talking about the Hispanic community shutting down Trump and how black people can take note of that, you know, I got dumb nigga Twitter hitting me up. It was some dude. And I don't know if the dude was serious or trolling. I don't know. Sometimes you never know if somebody's just genuinely, you know, not in the know or just running their mouth for attention. But a dude hit me up. He was like, well, Tariq, we can shut down people too. Look how we shut down Imus and Paula Deen. A dude tweeted me that today. We shut down Imus and Paula Deen. You didn't shut down shit. Black people didn't shut down no Imus. Imus is still on the air. Imus got right back on the air not too long ago after he said that whole nappy head hoe comment. Imus got his ass right back on the air. They didn't punish Imus that long. Not only that, even that Laura, Dr. Laura, she got back on the air. Not only did Imus get back on the air, the media outlets flipped that whole nappy head hoe comment and they started to attack rappers. They started to blame rappers for that Imus situation. They said, well, rappers be saying hoes, so how come we can't punish them? And then they started putting rappers on TV reprimanding them. They pulled the Jedi mind trick on black folks with that whole Imus thing. Imus didn't miss a beat. Didn't lose one dime. And Paula Deen. Black folks didn't shut Paula Deen down. Those were other white people shutting Paula Deen down. The people who filed a lawsuit against Paula Deen, those were white people. Those were former white employees filing lawsuits. Black folks were sitting up there buck dancing, scared. Black folks made excuses for Paula Deen. Black folks didn't shut no Paula Deen down. Black folks were making excuses. Paula Deen was getting on TV shows with, oh, this is my black friend right here, this coon standing on TV. Oh, Lord, Miss Paula didn't mean it, Lord. Oh, Lord, Miss Paula didn't mean it, Lord. Leave her alone. She's a good, good white woman, Lord. She gives me food. She gives me all the leftover poke. Oh, Paula didn't mean it, Lord. I was just driving Miss Daisy, Lord. Man, they were making all types of excuses for Paula Deen. Steve Harvey, who I love. I like Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey had Paula Deen on his show. Music. Redeeming her. Come on, man. We didn't shut no damn Paula Deen down. We were buck. Black folks were buck dancing for Paula Deen. Let's stop it. We always want to try to make up some fake victory that we didn't have. We know we got the coon-a-thon going on. And that's our thing. When it comes down to, when it comes time for us getting a code, and when it comes time for us to sit down as melanoid people to talk about getting a code, there's always somebody trying to get attention, deflecting in the dumb shit. When you start saying, hey, look, what we need to do is create an economic base, and what do we need to do to create an economic base? There's always going to be the dumb fuck sidetracking the conversation with the random spoons, attention whoring, asinine ass comments. Well, what we need to do, I got some ideas for economic basis. What we can do is, we can go buy a van off eBay, right? And then we can kind of cut a hole in the van on the side, right? Just like an ice cream truck, right? But instead of selling ice cream, what we do, we can make chicken pot pies in the van, right? And then what we do is then have people download an app like Uber, right? Where they can pay for the pies with the Uber app. And then all we got to do is let them know to open up their window. And then we can just kind of drive to their neighborhood and throw the pies in the window like Frisbees. And we can call the business Drive-By Pies, right? And what I can do, I can create a GoFundMe page, right? And Melanoid Nation, are y'all still giving microloans, brother? Okay, I can use a little microloan to get the Drive-By Pies to going. We start talking stupid shit like that, man. We get to talking dumbass shit like that. That's why we need an intellectual crowd who can come up with ideas and come up with strategies about economic empowerment that we need. This is what we really need, man. We got to get real serious and get on code and not just have dumbass, asinine, attention-whoring comments and people chiming in just for the sake of being seen. That code of attention shit. Let me get another call in, man. What's up? Hey. Hello. 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 Hey.
Yo, hey, Tariq, I got a question, man.
Go ahead, fam.
Yeah, I was wondering if you saw that Tom Hanks' son is a rapper or something like that. I was wondering if you saw the video with him trying to justify saying the word nigga.
Yeah, that's old, man. That's like a few weeks old. I saw that. Yeah, it's corny. Well, yeah. It's like whatever, but the thing is, I blame black folks who sit up and co-sign and let these little suspected white supremacists say nigga and get real comfortable around them, just like that Dylann Roof dude. He sat up and said nigga around his coon friends, and now look what happened. He got so bold, he shot up a church. So I blame some of these coons for letting them do it. You feel me?
I feel that, man. Keep doing your thing, man. That's all I have.
Much respect, man. Did that nigga just get out of jail? Sometimes people kill me when they be hitting me up with old stories, man. People be hitting me up with old stories. I'm like, really? No, the fuck you been for the last year? Man, goddamn. Hey, Tariq, man, did you know there was some riots in Ferguson? You're like, nigga, that's a year old. What the fuck are you talking about? Oh, man, I didn't know if you heard it tonight, man. You know, what the fuck you been doing, nigga? How do people be that uninformed about stuff? What do niggas be doing? We be so uninformed. That's what we need, a code of conduct, man. We got to get on our grind. We got to start paying attention. We be on the dumb shit, man. We got to start being abreast and start paying attention to what the hell is going on, man. Let me get one more call, fam. What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, what up, Mr. Tariq? It's Sean from St. Louis.
Sean from St. Louis. What's on your mind, fam?
Man, I'm just, man, I'm so taken back, man, by all these damn church fires and shit, man. I was watching CNN, and, you know, man, it's like really messing me up. Because
yeah.
I hear you talk about how they try to manipulate everything and try to make it to something else. So they say, you know, the church fires, oh, well, man, you know, we don't know. It's just a random arsons. You know, when a dude just went up in there and just shot 9 black people. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they play that denial game. They're trying to act like all of these churches burning and black folks getting shot up in church is just some random damn coincidence.
Right.
All black folks getting shot by cops is a random coincidence. That's white supremacy at its best, man. That's,
exactly, man. I just wanted to say that, man.
Much respect, man. Much respect.
All right. All right.
Man. But anyway, y'all, let me get up out of here, man. It's my birthday. What time is it? It's going to be an hour before my birthday. My birthday is July 1st. I'm a Cancer, baby. My birthday is July 1st. Now, on the East Coast, it's my birthday right now. So, shout out to everybody on the East Coast. Don't forget to get y'all tickets to join me on the Code of Conduct Tour. You get that at TariqLive.com. TariqLive.com. That's where you get the tickets to join me next week. We're coming this Sunday on my tour. It's going to be heavy. You're not going to want to miss it. We're going to have a ball in Atlanta. I want to see everybody in Atlanta. I want to see your face in the place. You feel me? And don't forget to go to HiddenColorsFilm.com. And y'all can send me some birthday shout-outs. Let me play me some birthday, some mellow Mac-ish birthday music. Let me play some Float On, some old school on y'all ass. Follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite.
Cancer,
baby.
And my name is Larry. And I like a woman.
I like a woman.
That loves everything.
And everybody.
And you know what, ladies?
Anyway, y'all. I ain't telling y'all motherfuckers how old I am. Anyway, y'all, I'm out of here, man. Follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. Follow me on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. Follow me on Facebook. I'ma holler at you guys, man. See y'all in Philly this Sunday. Get tickets at TariqLive.com. Go to TariqElite.com. I'm gonna holler, family.